Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Friday. To use a very technical newsroom term that was used earlier in the newscast this morning to describe how I feel about Friday. Let me see if I can remember the exact term. I believe it's a Latin derivative. Yippee!
When Friday coincides with payday as well.
Yeah, that is... Oh, that's right. We do get paid today, don't we?
Well, yeah.
Nice. I'd forgot about
it. It must
that.
Be nice to have so much money that you don't even know when payday is.
It's not the highlight of my... I mean, it's not my focus. I mean,
his wife takes it all from him immediately.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. No. It's not payday. It's exchange day.
I
get it in, she takes it out, and we're all happy.
Okay.
I would like to toot my own horn for just a moment. All right? I did something this morning for the show. I took one for the team for the show. I overcame a personal adversity. I overcame an issue in order to be a better performance on the program this morning. I give now Tom the evidence. I'm going to show him what the evidence is of what I overcame this morning. Do you see what this is?
It's a glass with something at the bottom of it.
Right. It's a plastic cup.
Uh-huh.
It's a tumbler.
Yes.
This is not my glass. This is not my tumbler.
You drank something out of you drank coffee out of a different glass?
Yes, I did.
Really?
Yes.
Did you fumigate it and sterilize it?
I rinsed it thoroughly. Uh-huh. Yes, I did.
Uh-huh.
But here's the thing. I had a bunch of stuff. You know my daughter sells Girl Scout cookies, right?
Right.
Well, they're
I'm expecting a couple of boxes here.
They are being delivered today, my
Beautiful.
Friend. Okay, I've got them. But what that meant was, is I'm leaving the house this morning. My arms are full of cookies. Okay, so I've got my backpack thrown over my shoulder. I got my arm full of cookies. I get in the car. I'm halfway to the studio and realize...
You didn't bring your coffee.
I left my tumbler of handcrafted gourmet coffee that I make every morning sitting on the counter.
Now you got to drink the stuff the rest of us drink.
And I'm thinking, well, you know what? Big deal. Okay, I can do a good program without coffee. No, I can't.
20 minutes into his preparation, he decided, I'm starting to nod off.
Yes, I was, and this is something that kind of disturbed me. Every morning, I drink a bottle of water. I drink a big old thing of it. Sometimes before I even get fully out of bed, it's sitting right there on the nightstand. I'll chug a whole bottle of water. It's supposed to get your metabolism going. It's good for you, blah, 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 blah. So I chugged my water. I'm feeling good. I'm on my way to the studio. I realize I don't have any coffee. I get in, and I'm starting my prep. And I get, and I kid you not, lightheaded. And the world seems to be rocking just a little bit, a little fuzzy. And I'm like, I'm not on my game. I was not energetic. I was like, and then it dawned on me. It's like, dude, you haven't had your morning caffeine fix, and it is affecting you.
Caffeine is addictive. There's no doubt.
And I'm going to admit right now, hi, I'm Seth.
I'm a caffeine addict.
And I'm a caffeine addict. Hi, Seth. Okay, so I did. I went downstairs. And I rummaged through the cabinets, and I found a
glass that you could tolerate with your OCD.
Well, with the OCD, you know, I've told you before that if I'm going to drink out of a plastic, it has to be a clear plastic cup. So I found this one, and I rinsed it out, and I rinsed it out again.
God knows who used that the last time.
And then I rinsed it out again, three times, okay? And then I filled it full of coffee and the stuff that's in it, and as I'm sipping out of this thing, I feel the world go back to normal.
Most people don't drink coffee out of a plastic tumbler. That's like a big soda glass or something.
Yeah.
You know, milk glass.
Yeah, that's what this is. So, in other words, if you were to relate my coffee addiction to alcoholism, I just drank a fifth of Jack. Is getting ready for the show. I don't drink that much. Once the show is over, once we're done here, I probably will not drink another glass of coffee. Cup of coffee or even caffeinated soda for the rest of the day.
I don't either. No.
All right. Which brings me to the next thing. Mr. Connolly had an app that says that it'll tell you when you should stop drinking coffee.
You put in your height and your weight and how much coffee you drink and what time you want to go to bed.
Really?
And it will tell you what's the outer limits for being able to have coffee and still be able to fall asleep at the time you want to fall asleep. That's an app we could use.
Well, now, but let me ask you this. Doesn't that sound just a little pathetic that you can't figure it out on your own? that at being a responsible adult, you have a cup of coffee like at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, you can't go to bed, you're thinking, maybe
no,
I shouldn't do that again.
No, people who have so much coffee or like it so much. Or
that they can't.
Should I go out to Starbucks with my girlfriend? Or
right.
I see people
going to these coffee shops at like 6 or 7 at night. I'm wondering, right. How in the world can you do that?
Well, they're not going to call it a, they're not going to crash until like midnight or 1 o'clock. That's what the deal is.
Okay.
It would be like you having a cup of coffee at noon.
All right, okay.
And going to bed at 6.
All right.
Grandpa. Anyway, so.
Hey, I've done that.
Yes, so have I. So have I. All right, there it is. I took one for the team. And I'm not asking.
And you live to tell about it. Maybe we'll get you past your OCD here. You'll be able to use other people's silverware next.
No. Don't even do that because I have a hard enough time going to restaurants. And using silverware from a, you know what? That's not a bad idea. I just start bringing my own. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. A lot more of just freakiness coming your way. Hold tight.
Have you ever done this? Have you ever had it when you're walking in one direction and then you realize you're going the total wrong way, so you have to turn around? But you can't just turn around because you know other people are watching you. You know what I'm talking about? You have to do other stuff too. For some, you got to be like, oh yeah, and then turn around. Why is that? Why is that? It's so weird. I guess you have to. You'd look so weird if you were just like, you know what I mean? You have to do. I like to act like it's on purpose. I'll just be like, wrong way, bitch, and then I keep going. Made that mistake earlier, and I love it. You know what I mean? So, or have you ever had it when you talk to someone for a while, and then you say goodbye to them, and then you both leave in the same direction? Yeah? Now it's all screwed up because you said goodbye and you don't even get if you're allowed to talk anymore. You're like, dude, shut up. We had a deal. We set it over there. So many weird things. I'll leave you with this. My roommate's Japanese, and on the anniversary of Pearl Harbor, I surprise woke him up for a change, which was kind of fun. Yeah, it was fun. No, it's true. I went into his room with a pot and a hammer and went ding, 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 and he woke up in a panic, and I went, never forget, I left. And you want to leave immediately after you do that.
The News, Talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.